Here's another thought about creative awareness, a concept that I introduced a few weeks ago. I termed it mindfulness, which is the way it's commonly translated from Buddhist literature, known as satipatthana to the Buddhists. It's a way of doing a sort of mental meditation that I think has some practical and pragmatic uses in photography. But I'm not sure I explained it well enough in the last conversation about it, so let me take another run at it if I can. Creative awareness is a simple exercise that helps us stop the constant conversational chatter that goes on in our mind. And by that, I don't mean conversation like you're having with another person. Sometimes it's just our thoughts that run wild. And in particular, what our thoughts often try to do is label what we experience, to label what we see. And that labeling can get in the way of creative awareness that leads to photography. So here's the simple exercise. Put the camera down. Don't involve the camera yet in the process. It's sort of important to stop trying to look for photographs and instead simply become aware on a sensory input by sensory input basis of what it is that you are experiencing. And the best way I know how to do this, although people who are experts in the meditation might have a different point of view, but as a photographer, the way I know best to do this is to close my eyes, strangely enough, and try to become sensitive to all the other forms of sensory input that are happening at that particular moment. In particular, listen to everything. Listen to the wind in the trees, to the bugs, to the silence in the landscape. Really get in tune with what is out there that is impinging on your ears. When you feel like you've accomplished that, maybe it takes 30 seconds or a minute or two, then transfer your attention to what you're feeling on your skin. Is there warmth? Is there breeze? Is there mosquitoes crawling on you? Be aware of that. And you could work your way, I suppose, through other senses too. Maybe the sense of taste, the sense of smell. Try to become aware of what is happening around you. And then allow that to inform what you want to photograph. You'll often find that you hear things that you weren't really conscious of. And that will help you understand what it is that's in front of the camera that you might want to photograph. If you're feeling warmth from the sun on your skin in the landscape, maybe that's an element that needs to be captured somehow in the photograph, or a cool breeze, or a mist, or a fog. So it's really the awareness of your senses that is the key to this idea. And in particular, I find this an amazingly useful exercise when I kind of feel myself stuck, when I'm just not seeing anything photographic, when I'm not in the zone, as it were, to make pictures. It's more easily accomplished to place myself in that zone through creative awareness exercises than it is through trying to look for photographs. Because I find when I look for photographs, I don't find them because I'm all blocked up in my own sensory input. And it's sort of, you know, needs to be cleaned out. And the way it's cleaned out is by letting go of the camera, letting your thoughts drop away, letting your conversation drop away, letting all that verbiage go so that you're just in contact with what's actually happening on a sensory basis. I know, sounds kind of woo-woo, but try it. What have you got to lose? It actually is amazingly effective in putting you in touch with what you might want to photograph. And when I pick up the camera, I often find I'm on fire to make some really great images after doing this little simple exercise.